Well, good afternoon. This is Thursday, the second Thursday of the month, so you must be listening to Waste Matters on the Air, the show that delves into waste and how to prevent it. I'm your host, Alan Pennington, a waste reduction coordinator with Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm here in the studio today with my guest, Joe Abraham, and sort of Bailey Payne. Dr. Joe is the sustainability coordinator over at Willamette University, and Bailey Payne works for Marion County Environmental Services. But they're here today to talk about two distinctively different things. So we'll get back to Bailey in just a minute. But Joe, first of all, did I get your title right? Are you a sustainability coordinator? I mean, you're something sustainability, but I don't think I got that right.
Well, so at Willamette, they have a sustainability institute that I'm the director of.
Okay.
Close enough.
Director of the Sustainability Institute. Yeah. All right. That's kind of a mouthful. But anyway, so you are here today. But before we get into what all you're doing today, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I have lived in Salem for 4 years now. I'm originally from Eugene, but I've lived out of state as well. So it's great to get a chance to live in Salem and get to know the place. The job at Willamette University brought me and my family here, and we've really enjoyed being here and getting involved in the community.
Well, good. We're really glad to have you. You've got a couple of kids, and your wife is a teacher?
Yeah, she teaches biology at McKay High School.
Okay, so maybe some of her students will hear her husband talk about her on the show here, at least mentioning that she's there. So, Joe, you are here to talk about the Open Salem Streets, and this is somewhat of a new event. Is that right?
Sort of. So Open Street Salem is an event that builds on – well, I'll tell you a little bit about Open Streets events. They're free community events that involve temporarily closing streets to cars to allow the public to safely run, walk, roll, bike, and basically play in those spaces and along those routes. So Open Street Salem is an event that's happening on Saturday, September 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It follows the Winter Maple Bikeway that the city has designated, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But it does build on past events that were called Salem Sunday Streets that were pretty popular. Those events were located more downtown and went around the Capitol, and some of the organizers of those events, myself included, wanted it to be more aligned with the Winter Maple Bikeway. So in kind of rebranding it and giving it a new, fresh look, we're hoping that that same community that's really interested in these Open Streets events in Salem will want to come out and support this as well.
Okay, so you say that I do remember attending the other ones, and they were, as you said, more downtown. So what is the root of this event going to be? I mean, where will it actually be held if you were going to give those directions to folks?
Sure. So it's southernmost end. It's a route that follows the Winter and Maple Streets, and it's a bikeway where in the future the city is currently planning this to have traffic calming so that it's a route that cyclists and others can use and not necessarily compete as much with car drivers who may be using it as a shortcut. It's a way to create safer routes for a variety of cyclists, families, etc. So the route starts at Salem Saturday Market, and it goes north up to Grant Community School. And then from there, it continues going north up to Highland Elementary School. But it also jogs west over to Broadway Commons. So the whole event covers that whole route. But it also has those four activity hubs where there'll be activities that community groups are putting on. Obviously, Saturday Market is Saturday Market, but at the two schools and Broadway Commons, there'll be a range of activities. So it's in addition to the route itself, which will be, you know, open to everyone to do some, you know, riding their bike or walking or jogging or rollerblading or skateboarding or whatever they want to do. There will be these places to stop and do things.
So, and so those streets going into there will be closed.
So the streets will have basically people at intersections making sure that it's all safe for the attendees. There will be some areas because people live on those streets.
Sure.
I think there'll be some access, but there'll be virtually no cars driving along those routes. And mm-hmm. we've already done a lot of outreach along the route for the community members to understand that.
And what's so great is that the weather is going to be perfect on that day. It's going to be a Saturday. And it's that Saturday where the sun's going to be shining. It's going to be about 72 degrees, I remember, and no clouds.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Joe, in these activity centers, I mean, let's say that somebody drives up to, say, Grant or Highland Elementary, what might they find at these places?
So I'm glad you asked, but unfortunately I don't have those details with me right now. But the way we've organized this is actually modeled off of how a similar event happens up in Portland, where the organizers of the event invite community groups to put on events at these various activity hubs. So they're actually activity groups, and unfortunately, I'm not involved in that. But it tends to be very family friendly. So at Broadway Commons, there's going to be a jumping castle, maybe a lot of the things you would find at community events where there's things to do for people, there's giveaways, there's food and activities, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so is there a registration that someone needs to do to participate?
No, you just show up. So we're hoping, so you can see the route, you can get all the information by going to our website, which is Open Streets Salem. I'm sure if you just Google that, you'd find it.
Yes, I found it today doing that, Open Streets Salem.
And
yes.
We also have an active Facebook page, so searching Open Streets Salem on Facebook is another way to learn about what's happening at the activity hubs and other things. But there you'll find all the information to show up and be a part of the event.
Sounds good. And so when if somebody were to come and say, they said, well, I'm going to go to I'll be at the Salem, the Saturday market anyway. Will there be actually, do you know if there's going to be activities there or if it's just, I mean, that's just the place where it's kind of the southern terminus for all this?
I think it's mostly going to be the southern terminus. I don't think they're going to add necessarily activities to it.
Yeah, it's already pretty busy.
Well, that said, though, there are four traveling activities that we have organized, and I'm hoping that this will be of interest to a lot of people. So from the Salem Saturday Market starting at 11:15, there's going to be a bike ride with the mayor, and that's going to go up to Grant Community School. So that would be a great way to hang out with the mayor and check out this new route and talk about what the city thinks about this sponsored event. There's from Grant Community School, there's going to be a puppet parade. That's something I'm really looking forward to checking out. We have some artists that we're working with that are putting that together. Just Walk Salem, which is a community group, has a community walk from Broadway Commons at 1:15. And then one of the city transportation planners will be giving a tour of the Winter Maple Bikeway at 2 o'clock or 2:15 from Highland School. And then that'll be an opportunity for people to learn more about the plans to do the traffic calming and to establish this bikeway that is emphasizing cycling and other modes of transportation and in some cases de-emphasizing it as a shortcut for cars.
Mm-hmm. And this is all going to be on September 23rd
mm-hmm.
at between the hours of
11 a.m. and 3 p.m. So it's a four-hour event in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. So come out and check out the Saturday Market. Bring your bike or your just walk or
roller skates, board your skateboard.
Skateboards. We are going to have pedicabs going up and down, so that'll be another opportunity for people to check it out. Those are fun. I typically ride my own bike, but I may hop on one of those if it's available.
Uh huh.
So there's lots of ways to check it out.
Yeah, and if the other ones that I remember in the past are any indicator, it should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give a shout out to the bike group that has helped put this on. I know that's been involved with the city in helping to establish other bike avenues in this town. You want to talk a little bit about the one I'm thinking about in particular is the one on High Street and Church, that the
Northwest Hub?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're one of our partners that helping organize this. So I think they're going to be involved in the Broadway Commons Activity Hub. And Kirk Stateford there has been an active participant. We also have Salem Bike Boulevard Advocates. And I think I could be getting this wrong, but I'm pretty sure that they were working with the city, secured a grant from the state to hire the consultants to do the bikeway planning that the city planner will be talking about. So this is a series of traffic calming at intersections and other areas that you would see in other cities and et cetera, that where you're designating a route that is more for bikes and less for cars. And so they've been a real, driver of this as well. So Salem Bike Boulevard Advocates has been doing a lot.
Yes. And I tell you what, that the new bike lanes that have been established on Church Street running from, I believe it's Ferry on over past almost up to Division, have really been great because you can, I've always been, especially when my kids were little, I absolutely did not want to drive through, have them ride their bicycles through downtown Salem because it was just too spooky. But those dedicated bike lanes going through downtown now and then coming and then running south down High Street are really wonderful because you can ride down there and feel really safe that you're cruising along and you're pretty protected from the automobiles. And I think that for once, bicycles have kind of got their fair share of a route through downtown that's safe. So that's been a great addition, I think, to Salem. And I love the idea of this this potential byway through up into North Salem from, I think it's going to run from, do you know what those boundaries are on that one?
For the bikeway?
Yeah.
Well, the bikeway goes all the way to the state capitol and goes all the way up to the School for Deaf and Blind. Once you get there, there's a little jog around behind Home Depot, and then you're pretty much at Salem Parkway, where there's another separated bike path that takes you all the way up to the shopping area.
Yeah,
there.
To the Kaiser Station.
So this is a great investment that the city is making. Those bike paths that have been put in, they've been part of the plan for the city's mobility plan for a while. So it's great to see these improvements happening. And I think the event will do a lot to engage people in these issues and give them an opportunity to celebrate the work that's been done and the work that's coming.
Yes. So, folks, you've got a real opportunity here to get out on, it's a week from this Saturday, get out there on that beautiful day and take your kids or yourself or your dog or whatever and get on something with wheels or just go for a walk on this wonderful new area that they're celebrating with these different events. And, Joe, you want to go back over the details again, the time, the places, and how people might contact the organization?
Sure. So Open Street Salem is happening on Saturday, September 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can get all the information about the events and activities and the route at the Open Street Salem website, openstreetsalem.org, or on Facebook by searching Open Street Salem. The route is basically from the north of downtown through the Can-Do Highland and Grant neighborhoods. So we're also hoping that the members of those communities come out and participate in this as well.
Excellent. Well, Joe, I sure appreciate you coming in and talking with us about that today. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Waste Matters on the Air, KMUZ at 88.5 and 100.7 FM. I'm Alan Pennington. I've been speaking with Joe Abraham of Willamette University about the Open Street Salem. So, Joe, before we sign off, you got anything else you want to add?
I don't think so, but thank you very much for having us on.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast. And like I was telling Joe before we came on the air here that I need to get him to come in and fill us in on all the different things that Willamette University has been up to and what they're planning to do, some of the sustainable programs that they've established there and some of their initiatives, because I know a lot of things have happened since Joe's been hired. How many years now?
It's been 4 years.
Oh, my gosh. Tommy's been flying, so he's been there for 4 years. So we've got 4 years of stuff to talk about. So we'll get you on, Joe. Thanks again.
You're welcome. So
Bailey Payne was not able to be in the house today with us, so we're going to bring him in right now.
Okay, so today we seem to have a program that's focused on upcoming events that are going to be a lot of fun and have some environmental value to the citizens of Marion County. And I've got with me today also a fellow that I work with, and many of you may know him, Bailey Payne from Marion County Public Works Environmental Services. And we've got Bailey with us today to talk a little bit about the upcoming Master Recycling class. So, Bailey, before we get started, I just want to share a little story. Is that when I first heard about the Master Recycler class, I cracked up laughing because at the time there were classes about watershed management, there was the Master Gardener, and I thought, oh my goodness, how could there possibly be a program about recycling, because surely it's not that hard just to throw stuff in the right bin. But lo and behold, as Bailey's going to tell us, there is a whole nother world to that, and it goes way beyond just basic blue bin recycling. So Bailey, tell us a little bit about this upcoming Master Recycler class.
Yeah, and you know, you're really right. It really is sort of a misnomer to call it the Master Recycler class, because there's really just so much more that's covered, and I can talk about that more in just a bit. But we do have an upcoming class here. We try to offer it twice a year, and so we have one that's going to be starting on September 21st, which is a Thursday. It's going to be held in Salem, and it's going to run for 7 consecutive Thursdays, so it's from 6 to 9 p.m., and there's a lot more information about what the class entails. I'll go over some of it here, but people can go to www.masterrecycler.net, and at that site it has more information about the class, and it also has, you know, the downloadable application. It has a notification list that you can sign up for as well, so if you're unable to take the class this time, you can enter your email in there, and we will let you know about future classes.
So Bailey, you've told us about this class coming up, but so when did this start? I mean, this sounds like a program that has been around for a while, and why would anybody want to take it?
Yeah, it's been going since 1994 here in Marion County alone, so it's has quite a history, and you know, people take it for a variety of different reasons. Some people take it for professional development, and they bring what they've learned back to their workplace. Other people like to do their volunteer hours in their church or synagogue. Others maybe work with the neighborhood association or want to volunteer with schools. There are really quite a variety of ways that people can do the payback volunteer hours. We've had, since the program first started, though, we've had 713 people take the class. That's a pretty good size, you know, group. So it's really a network, a community of people here in Marion County.
So Bailey, I know that I do help you a little bit with this class. One of the things that I cover, because I'm the Earthwise guy, is that I cover Earthwise programs one evening. We talk about what that program is and kind of what we're looking for. And that's one aspect. And I know that the night that I do that, I tend to share it with somebody who talks about worm bins. So those are two topics that we would cover one night. Tell us a few of the other topics that are going to be covered.
Yeah, there are quite a few, really. We have a total of about 30 speakers. So it's a pretty robust speaker network that we've tapped into. People learn about, you know, waste reduction, the 3 R's, of course, reusing things and recycling things. Also upcycling and sort of creative ways to divert things that would otherwise be recycled or thrown away as garbage. Composting, you mentioned. We talk about schools and businesses and their environmental efforts. Household hazardous waste and alternatives to it. Talk about how recycling and waste reduction fits into climate change. And I'd say one of the most important topics that's covered in the class is that we learn about outreach techniques, because that's a big reason that we do this class. It's not just to educate the people that are in it, but to empower them to be able to share what they've learned with the rest of the community.
Yeah, and I think that's a very important part of it. And also, I want to make sure that people understand, for example, I know that if I was thinking I was going to go and listen to lectures, I would probably be less than excited about doing this. But there are quite a few hands-on things that are going to be taking place during the classes. Can you tell us about a couple of those?
Yeah, we have some great tours, and that's really one of the highlights of the whole class. And our evaluations often that's receive some of the highest marks of the tours that we take. So we have two Saturday tours. This year they're going to be at Saturday, September 23rd, and then the second one will be on October 21st. And at those tours, we go to the waste-to-energy facility where they burn waste to generate electricity, where the majority of Marion County's garbage goes. We visit the ash landfill, where the ash from that facility has traditionally been landfilled. We go to a real kind of niche, specialized plastic recycler up in the Brooks area. We go to see how styrofoam's recycled. We go, and this is a really fun tour, we go to what they call a material recovery facility. And that's where when you put stuff in your blue bin, this is where it goes to get separated out. And it's really pretty jaw-dropping to see all their equipment and all that goes into it. We get to see about their electronics recycling. We go to a transfer station, a hazardous waste collection facility. We go to the Pringle Creek sustainability community and learn about green building and sort of their intentional design around sustainable living. We go to a compost facility that's a, you know, when you put things in your green cart where it may end up. There's really quite an array of places that we get to visit.
And I think another thing too, Bailey, is that there are quite a few of the experts in the community that the folks that take this program are going to meet and hear from. And for those people who are in the business world, are part of an organization that's looking to reduce waste and make some connections on how to do that, this is priceless stuff, because you get to meet, you know, the movers and shakers in this part of the world. And I think also, I don't know if you mentioned, but going to Garten and seeing, you know, the material recovery facility there, I mean, how they actually, you know, they've got conveyor belts, they've got lines that pull out the materials that people throw in their blue bin, and it could very well be the stuff that the master recyclers themselves are putting into the recycle bin that are going there, so they may see it again, although I doubt if you're going to be able to identify it unless you've painted it all a particular fluorescent color that only you can see. But it's a pretty neat class, and so when I became part of it, helping you with some of the classes, I really learned an awful lot myself, and it's a never-ending struggle for truth, justice, and the recycling way. But again, we don't just focus on the third R, recycle. We also spend a lot of time talking about the other two, reduce and reuse, which are incredibly important to make all this work. So there are the tours. There are the classroom stuff. There are activities during the classroom stuff as well. So tell us about, you mentioned there was a little bit of a cost and payback hours that people can take what they learn in the class and take it back in the community. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the cost is $25, and but the real cost is the 30 hours of volunteer work that we ask people, or I should say require, it's a requirement of the class to become an official master recycler, to do upon completing the class. And we provide a lot of opportunities. So some people, as I mentioned earlier, come up with their own projects, like they want to implement programs at work, or they want to, you know, work with their apartment complex or whatever their personal project is. That's one way that they can do it. But we attend a lot of, you know, the county fair and a lot of the community events where we have tabling opportunities. And it's really just a great way to have a little more authentic kind of one-on-one communication with the community. So we'll go into that in much more detail, and there's detail on that as well on the application with some examples about what those opportunities to volunteer look like.
Okay. And so can you tell us one more time if somebody was interested in getting an application for this class? Because it's coming up. I mean, by the time this we go live with this story, Bailey, because we're having to record this, Mr. Payne was going to be busy during the actual live presentation of this information, that it's going to be just, you know, the class starts next week. So how do they get in the class right now?
Yeah, so people really need to get moving if they're interested in taking the class. We have a limit of 33 people that can take the class, and so we're approaching that number fairly soon. So if you are interested in taking it, please go ahead and send us an email at environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us, or if that's too long of an email for you, if you sign up for our notification list, we'll be in touch with you as soon as we receive that from you. So yeah, just encourage people to get on it real soon if you'd like to be enrolled in this upcoming class.
So another thing is that it could be, Bailey, that somebody's very interested in being in the class, but they can't be in this one. How would they find out about future classes?
And so with getting the application as well, you can go to www.masterrecycler.net, and the application is there, as well as the form that you can fill out that lets us know your contact info so that we can get in touch with you when we have upcoming classes. So if you're unable to do this one, let us know, and we'll be able to reach out to you directly the next time around.
Well, it sounds like that's a pretty good recap, Bailey. Is there anything else we missed that you would like to tell folks about either the Master Recycler class or anything else that's just wisdom you just got to scream to the general population?
Maybe just one last thing is that a real benefit of taking this class is that people, long-term friendships are made because you're with a group of people that share your same interests. When you're out in the community doing volunteer work, often you're paired up with a master recycler from a previous class. So it's a great way to network and meet people. And really, I think you leave the class. I'd like to think you leave the class with really a higher level of awareness, but also more inspired and feel more empowered to be able to make change in the community.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you absolutely hit that right on the head there, Bailey, about the friendships. One of the things that I feel very fortunate about is about being able to help you with this class is that I've met these folks that have come through the program, and anywhere from, 25 to 50 people a year or more have gone through the program. And so I've been with it now 9 years, and so I've met at least half of the master recyclers that have, been in the program in the last 15 or 20 years. And so it's been a real pleasure because I run into them all over the time because I live in Salem, and we've always got that in common. So it's pretty cool to make those friendships. So I would like to thank our guests today, Joe Abraham from Willamette University and Bailey Payne from Marion County Public Works Environmental Services, for sharing their time and knowledge with us today. You are listening to KMUZ, reaching parts of Marion, Polk, and Linn counties via 88.5 FM and deep in Soul Central, Salem, and Kaiser on 100.7 FM. So join me for our next show here on KMUZ on Thursday. That would be September 28th at 1 o'clock, where we'll talk trash and ways to avoid it during another fabulous episode of Waste Matters on the Air. And, of course, KMUZ.org's websites have podcasts archived of all of our shows, as well as other shows from the wonderful, collection, the variety of shows that are on KMUZ. All the times. And as always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us, which is an email address Bailey Payne has repeated over and over again. Or you can check us out on Facebook and YouTube. Just search Marion County Environmental Services and you'll find us. Okay? So, as an old Roman philosopher once chiseled, unless it's peace and quiet, if you don't need it, then don't buy it.